We're CJMQ 88.9 FM. Maureen Dillon Teasdale here. And today we're going to be talking about Relay for Life. We have Linda Guillette in the booth and Judy Williams. They are members of the Bravehearts Relay for Life, the Quaticook team, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
So welcome, Linda and Judy. So tell us about the Bravehearts.
Well, the Bravehearts have been around for a while. They first came about in 2003. When, it was the same year as the Relay for Life Quaticook began. Mm-hmm. Chrissy, our daughter, had cancer, and she had been in remission for 10 years in 2003. So they decided, my other daughter, Karen, and Chrissy decided to go and walk the whole night to commemorate the fact that she'd been in remission for 10 years. And the following year, they walked as a team, and then we've been the Bravehearts since 2005.
So the Relay for Life, that's a walk at night, and the one you do is in Quaticook, I guess?
Yes, it is, and it is at night, because the theory is cancer never sleeps.
It doesn't sleep, and everybody is affected. Like we were talking, every family has at least one member who's had cancer.
Yes.
Young, old, it doesn't make any difference, male, female.
No, it doesn't, and it seems to be more and more common. I always try to think of two families that haven't been affected by cancer, and I can't come up with any. So
no, there's a lot of theories on what causes it, but they really don't know.
No,
and
they don't.
The research is phenomenal. I know every year, like they have new techniques, different things. It's changed so much from just a few years ago, even.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know that $1,500 will buy 30 hours of research?
That's amazing.
So this is one of the places that the Relay for Life money goes to. It goes to the Canadian Cancer Society. But it goes to research and to prevention, mm-hmm. and to help families that are affected by cancer also, like for wigs and
exactly. And
things like this. But most of the money goes to research.
Research, okay, which is, so important. Now, your daughter did pass away, 10 years in remission. That must have been a shock when the cancer came back.
Yes, it was, and it was way more than 10 years. She lived 19 years after her first cancer.
That's amazing.
And yes, we lost her in October 2012. And at that point, in the following year, in 2013, was the year that we reached our $100,000 mark for just the Bravehearts.
$100,000?
$100,000. In 2013, we had raised that much money, the Bravehearts. Okay. And as of now, we have raised almost $150,000.
Almost $150,000.
$50,000.
Okay. So
just Team Bravehearts.
Team Bravehearts. So three more years, it went from 100 to 150.
Yep.
And you were saying that she asked you to please keep it going when
she
passed
did.
Away so that you can't get a better motivator than
that. No. She had a book that she called her Bible. She kept all our all our numbers, all our figures, how much money we made in this event, who donated what, everything was written down. She handed me the Bible when she was in palliative care, and she said, "Mom, please don't let the Bravehearts stop. Keep it going. We need to find a cure so parents don't have to go through this and little kids." She had two babies, and so the other children don't lose their moms and their dads.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's hard. It's also a very strong motivator for you and your
family. Yes, and our whole team, because Chrissy had handpicked our team.
Okay.
And they're all, she was very, a lot of family members, Judy here's family, but she had very specific people that she loved and adored, and their team members. And anyway, our team is a very special team, and it stayed intact since the beginning.
Okay, and you were saying a lot of the things that I do announce in the community events, the cribbage, things like that, go to the Bravehearts? And we're talking with Judy Williams. She's going to tell us a little bit more about
that. Yes, we do quite a few events during the year. And we always start with the cribbage tournament at the Hut in January. Mm-hmm. And then we have the dance in February. And mm-hmm. then we do a bowl-a-thon. And this year we have a Mishwi coming up on soon. And then we have a golf tournament.
A lot of different events. So when I do announce...
Constantly.
Events. So this is where some of the money goes. So that's great to hear that too. Linda, all of the money goes toward
all
that.
All of the money. Most of the time, if there's any money to be spent mm-hmm. for the event, like tablecloths and balloons, whatever, this comes out of our pockets.
Okay.
Every cent we make, every penny we make goes... To the Cancer Society.
To the Cancer Society. Yep. That's wonderful. Yep. And the bulk of it goes to research, as you were saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you get involved with the teams? Do some people come and go, or do you pick some people? Or
our team has stayed pretty
constant.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't changed from the beginning. It's always been the same members. My oldest daughter, she had to wait for her kids to grow up a little bit before she could rejoin. But it's mostly the same mm-hmm. people from day one.
Okay. How many are in the team?
There's 15 members.
15 members.
Yep.
Okay. And how does this work? You said the walk is at night in Quaticook in June. And
yes,
it's mostly
June 11th.
Always raining, but it doesn't matter. You go anyway.
Oh, yes.
At
oh, yes.
night. And how long is the walk?
It's 12 hours.
12
we start
hours.
Start at 7 at night on the 11th of June, and we walk till 7 the next morning.
Where do you walk to?
We walk in circles.
In circles?
Yes.
Okay.
It's at Parc Laurence
okay.
in Quaticook,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a beautiful, beautiful setup now. It's they've got a nice path that we walk on. It's about, I'd say, a mile. Three turns is about a mile. Anyway, so we walk all night, count our steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have trackers on?
Oh, yes, because okay. that's what motivates us.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to get in shape for this, or do you walk every day? Or?
Oh, well, ideally, yes, but mm-hmm. no, I don't. And I don't walk all night. The older I get, the harder I mm-hmm. find. Mm-hmm. But we have young members.
Right.
That are full of pep, and mm-hmm. they walk. There has to be a team member on the field at all times.
Okay.
That's why they call it a relay.
Okay.
Therefore, there's always a brave heart, or two, or three, or five, walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the older people get to rest for a bit. We walk a lot in the beginning, and then we'll take an hour break, and then the younger ones rest for 20 minutes. And
okay, interesting.
And so on and so on. Very very emotional evening, always has been. We celebrate those that are there, that are survivors,
mm-hmm.
and we mourn those that we've lost, but it's all in all, it's a wonderful night.
It is wonderful, and it's also can express your feelings through this, too, about your daughter, and she certainly lives on in spirit.
Oh, yes, and I believe she giggles when she sees us walking in the rain. It seems like I can almost see her smiling.
Yeah, and it's probably helped you therapeutically, too, to come to terms, because, you know, what a thing for a mother to come to terms with.
Well, this is why I do this, and the more implicated I am, and the more money we raise, the more I feel that I'm making a difference in somebody else's family's.
Yeah, it is.
And the outcome of somebody else's.
It certainly is making a difference. So when you began, how much money did you raise? Let's just go over that.
In the very, very beginning, the very first event, I think we were only 1,000 or two. And we were so proud of ourselves with that little bit of money.
Well, why not? You know, it's
And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year we raised $6,000 and we were in second place. And first place was like $10,000. And we went, you know what, gang, we can do better than this. We can get over $10,000. Mm-hmm. And we did. And we haven't stopped since. We're really...
That's amazing. Last year there was 340 participants.
Yep.
And 33 teams. So you're the Bravehearts Relay for Life team. Is that the
yes,
name of your
that's
team?
It. Yes.
Okay. And the walk is in Quaticook.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. How do you get involved? Do you go door to door, or to get money, or?
Well, a lot of it is done through family and friends.
Okay.
You know, and people are amazingly generous, and our community here is just, you know, this is a small community, and to raise that much money,
it is
blows us away.
It is awesome.
We cannot be more grateful or thankful for everything. You know, you ask somebody, would you be willing to give us something for our silent auction, and three things appear. Judy, with her event, her cribbage, you know, she'll say, well, anybody want to donate something for door prizes? She gets a table full of stuff. The community is amazing.
That is wonderful. It's nice to know.
You know, and this is mostly it's through family and friends. If anybody wants to donate, just Google Relay for Life, Quaticook, 2016. Scroll down, you'll see Team Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Click on Team Braveheart, and you can donate to any team member that's there, or even just donate to the team without necessarily giving to a team member.
Right. Okay. And this is probably through Visa, MasterCard,
yes,
PayPal,
with a credit card.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can give, you know, as little as you want or as much as you want. Anything is appreciated.
Yeah, because it all adds up if everybody gave,
if everybody,
you know, $10
gives a little
even,
bit,
or $20,
yes,
it would add up, you know?
Yes, it would add up quite quickly.
And what a great cause, too.
Yes. Everybody's affected.
Everybody. I don't know of any one family that hasn't had a member, you know, whether they're older or younger. Or
so we need to... As our team says, kick cancer's butt.
I like that. I like that a lot. Do you have a special motto other than that, or?
No, I don't think so. That's pretty much it. We hope to see the day that we find a cure.
Any people in the walk that have had cancer or survivors?
Yes, yes. My husband has had about with cancer.
Okay.
And we have another team member that also had a bout with cancer.
Okay.
But both of them are doing very well.
That's a wonderful attitude you have, turning your stress into something so positive when you've had cancer affecting your family twice.
Yes, well, and this is why we keep fighting and we keep going. And
good, wonderful attitude. Anything else you'd like to say before we leave, ladies?
I would just like to say that we have one fantastic team to work with. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to do half of what we do. And the other thing I'd like to say is thank you to the community. It's a pleasure meeting everybody and having such willing people support us.
It's certainly a pleasure to hear the story, and definitely a motivator for anybody to donate. Such a great cause, such an important cause.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks very much, Linda and Judy, and all the best on all your fundraisers and your walk in June.
I'll keep you posted.
Yes, you should. You should come back and keep us posted how it went and how much money you raised. So last year, just to go over it, you raised how much last year again?
Last year was almost $22,600. We're a few dollars shy.
Okay, so let's try and beat that this year.
Oh, we're trying. We're working at it.
Good. Well, all the best. And again, thanks for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you, Maureen.
Bye.
Bye.